The village of Cooperstown in New York's Otsego County is, of course, well known as the home of the Baseball Hall of Fame. But the mayor-elect says there's a lot more to the village than just Ruth DiMaggio and Clemente. Ellen Tillipaw is the deputy mayor, but on April 2nd, she will become the new mayor of Cooperstown after running unopposed in the recent election. She spoke with WAMC News about Cooperstown and the many attractions it offers besides baseball.
It should be known for our wonderful recreational opportunities. We have a gorgeous Otsego Lake. Cooperstown sits on the south end of Otsego Lake, which offers great recreational activities. We're great hiking trails around here, but even more so, we are just a real focus of cultural center. We have the Fenimore Art Museum, the Farmers Museum. We're sort of known for our village of museums in that sense, and as well as the Glimmerglass Festival, which offers operas and a main stage sort of American musical theater during the summer months. Cooperstown also has a very large regional hospital here, Bassett Healthcare. So we have that within the village, and really just outside the village, as I say, the Farmers Museum in Fenimore. So we have a lot to kind of attract people here, both career-wise with professions at Bassett and in the museum field, both at the Hall of Fame and our other museums. So there's a lot to attract people to Cooperstown.
What's on your agenda as you take over? What are some of your main goals?
You know, we have been doing a lot with our infrastructure. We're a small community of really only 1,800, but we support quite a bit of infrastructure. We have completed several hundred thousand dollars of repairs to our beautiful village hall. And just within the past season, the second floor of that, the ballroom, has become a real community focus center. It was used by our film festival in the fall for showing of films, and it's available, you know, to the community for other activities. We have a lot of kind of infrastructure improvements on the agenda going forward. We have a $7.5 million wastewater treatment upgrade. Our wastewater treatment plant was first constructed in the 60s and had about a 25-year lifespan. We've done upgrades over the years, but certainly, we are due for some major infrastructure repairs on that, and we have the funding all in place to do that. Don't forget that we're really also the headwaters for the Chesapeake. The Susquehanna River comes out of Otsego Lake, so it's really important that we have support, and we have gotten state support for upgrading our wastewater treatment plant. We're also doing a $2.2 million Department of Transportation Enhancement Plan grant to enhance our Main Street. We've already put over $2 million into our Main Street, both repairing sewer and water lines and upgrading the physical framework of it. We installed tree gardens to help with water runoff, et cetera, on Main Street. So our Main Street's really looking very nice. But this additional grant funding will improve the intersections on Main Street and enhance our pedestrian and bicycle access, that sort of thing. And really big on our agendas, we're hoping, particularly with some of the big inductions coming up in the next few years for the Hall of Fame, to do some major improvements at Doubleday Field. Some people are surprised to know that the Doubleday Stadium and Field are village properties. And some of those, you know, were put in place in the 30s and really are in need of some major improvements. We're looking at, you know, close to $7 million and are hoping to be successful in some of our New York State grants to help improve that facility, particularly the third base bleacher line, which is basically a cement bleacher that is crumbling. In fact, certain areas of it are closed off and aren't even accessible. So we have a lot of infrastructure needs that we'll be addressing in the next few years.
Currently, the deputy mayor, Ellen Tillipaw, will be sworn in as the mayor of Cooperstown, New York, Monday, April 2nd.